Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome everybody to week 42 of the 2020-2021 PGA season, the WGC St. Jude Invitational. It was a great week with the Olympics last week. I enjoyed it. I like anything, you know, Olympics in general. Most of the time it was, I don't know if it's because we just had the British Open, so it's kind of hard to get, you know, back in the gearing of watching, you know, till 2 or 3 in the morning again. Caught most of it, you know. I think Wednesday night, round 1 and round 4, I watched more than the other two because I had other things going on. Loved the course, looked nice, looked pure. Wish we had fans there. Love the way it all kind of played out. As far as DFS and all that goes, you know, we're about to talk about it again. We have another no-cut event this week. It's tough. It's a tough setup, and especially, you know, if you're doing the big, large field MMEs, you can go from, I mean, Sabatini had just started to make his run. Well, I mean, he was making the turn, but, I mean, he was so far back. Obviously, he had to shoot 10 under to get up there. You know, I was in the top 10, top 20 of the large MMEs with, you know, I had all 6 guys inside the top 9. 3 of them were in third, 2 in fifth, 1 in ninth, you know, all right there. And you just needed the right pieces to fall in place at the end to get it done. And, you know, I didn't have Sabatini very much at all. I did have Pan, just not the right combinations. I had Schauffele, but it seemed like all my better lineups, I really needed a Matsu to come through. So I don't hate the approach that I took and that we talked about. It was definitely a little bit different because the bottom end we weren't as familiar with. And you know, I did as much deep dive research as I could and put out to the premium members. And felt like, you know, like Yan or Juan or, you know, the Chinese gentleman, Carl is what he goes by in some instances. You know, he turned out pretty decent. You know, I didn't hate Sabatini. It just wasn't a guy that I kept falling to. And he was really, when you look at that top end stuff, he was really the key piece. And it's going to be similar this week. You're going to have that, you know, everybody's going to have the combinations of the guys up top, but that middle guy or high 6, low 7 guy that kind of squeaks through there, if he does. I mean, we could have Chalk come through. And there were some last week that came through. I mean, Munoz was up there, and he was pretty high-owned. Peters, who besides one round played probably as good as anybody. I mean, he shot plus 5 or 6 round 2 and still was right there at the end with 3 pretty solid rounds. Mito was the highest owned and projected highest owned on my end. And, you know, he's in the playoff as well. So kind of back to that Chalk deal we talked about last week, you know, at some point it's going to come down to, especially in these no cut events, you know, really your construction, who you decide to get heavy on, not spreading yourself out so thin, making some hard cuts and just hoping that player pool is solid and it comes through. I had a loss on Maine, but round 4, I wind up getting done with my alumni early. So I put 1 bullet in the 555 and wind up cashing good in there. So it almost made up for my week, but a slight loss. Those kind of weeks, it's going to be that way. I mean, you're either going to have it. I do like Showdown a little bit, and I'll be able to do Showstoppers this week because I'm fully back engaged. Enjoyed the time off with family and then back at my alumni deal. And now I'm all in. I put out the Cup with Cup earlier. More than likely, we'll have that 5 days a week covering whatever, you know, between golf like I had been, but mixing in some NFL stuff, college football stuff, betting stuff, new stuff that affects those things that I just discussed, and just kind of see how it rolls with you guys. And if you enjoy it, hopefully you guys do. I talked about this on there. What we're doing now from now until September 13th is the code NFL will get you 25% off. September 13th is Monday Night Football of week one. So all the way through the end of Monday Night Football, you can sign up any package, get 25% off, use the code NFL. That includes a 7-day free trial to, you know, if you do the full site, which is what I recommend, if you're getting a free trial anyways, you might as well check it all out. It's going to have our lineup optimizers, our brand new NFL tools that we built in-house that we're going to, I got the beta version coming out tonight for me to try and take a look at. By the end of the week, I should have it to the team. And then I'm hoping we throw something out there for you guys to start taking a look at in the next 2 weeks or so. But they're going to be the first version of it, just like the Green Machine a year ago. Where it's come to now is amazing. We're going to have stackability for NFL, college football, you name it. It's going to be awesome for the lineup optimizer. And all that for all sports is all included in our packages. We don't break up anything. It's when you're a member, we got guys that have been members since day one. They're in at very, very stupid cheap prices, to be honest with you. But I honor that loyalty with them. Speaking of that, if you are a member and you want to take your chance now to upgrade, get a hold of me. I have a special loyalty code for you guys to upgrade through September 13th as well. September 14th, our prices go up. Put a lot of research and development and capital into the new site, the new tools, everything we got going, the things we are still going to enhance throughout the fall. So a little bit of a price bump comes September 14th. If you want to get in now, and as always, since day one, when you get in, your price is locked in for life, whatever you get in at. You know, so if you're new and you want to come try us, that's a great. If you're a current member, you can upgrade. I got a special loyalty code. Won't advertise how much off it is because that's only for you guys that have been with us forever. Now's the time to do it. If you ever wanted to try out the tools, now's the best time to get that done. I'll be doing giveaways for anybody that's a new sub or upgrades between August 1st and September 13th. I'll announce the prizes for that next week. Rate and review us on iTunes. We always do big giveaways for the majors based on that. And the NFL kickoff week, I will be doing some giveaways specifically for people that rate and review us on iTunes. Like this video, subscribe to us on YouTube, and tell me who you want to fade in the 10K range, the big boy range this week. Six guys there. Who is the one guy you want to fade for the WGC No Cut St. Jude Invitational? Listener League is in the, it's already posted out on Twitter if you want to check it out, at Gup's Corner. It's also in the audio podcast, the link as well. 400 spots this week, three max, $500 the first, limited rake and flat payouts. We will do the season ending all winners, you know, League of Champions tournament for the BMW Championships, kind of the big one that DraftKings is doing as well. So more to come on that. Last week's winner, Glovebox 87, 633 points. Very solid lineup. Matsu, Cam Smith, Fleetwood, Mito, Munoz, and CT Pan. So Pan's big Sunday helped Glovebox move up the ladder board. You know, I think the leaderboard, I'm sorry. I think the it's kind of interesting because in typical fashion with a no cut, you know, I've been surfing the leaderboards, looking at everything, and I was right there in the middle of all of it going into round four. I mean, through round one, I was winning I was winning the 200,000 and the 50,000. You know, you get two guys, Sabatini and Pan, shoot 18 under with their wives on the bag, which I thought was pretty cool. And just shook up the entire leaderboards. I mean, those made a massive difference. A lot of my guys really didn't play horribly. It was just they got out moved and up the board that day. And not much you can do about it in those kind of events when everybody's live for 4 days. And that's going to be kind of the theme this week for the WGC St. Jude. We are at TPC Southwind. Go check out our boy Kenny Kim, Fantasy DGen podcast. He will break it down in full there. Or if you're a pre-member, he will put out his article tonight or in the morning and upgrade it with all his favorite plays and picks and bets on Wednesday evening as well. Par 70, 7,300 yards, Georgia fairways, Bermuda greens. So the same kind of fairways they just played over for the Olympics, but different greens, obviously Bermuda over bent. Georgia fairways, if you've never played on them, are probably without a doubt the best fairways to hit off of. So pure, very spongy. A lot of water in play here. You know, routinely top three on tour and water balls. I think TPC Sawgrass and the 3M Open are the two other that kind of are always right there in the mix. Honda may be up there top four as well, but those two and this one for sure, a lot of water balls on the week, especially here lately, because there's not as many guys going through and there's still a lot of water balls going. You know, being in play off the tee is really a key here. Great iron play, ability to avoid the bogey or worse, I think are three of the biggest things when you look at who's won and all that kind of stuff. Cooler weather right now for this area, which is not too far from where I am. We just came off of it being blistering hot, but nice little showers came through yesterday. We're in the 80s today, and so it was 105 on Saturday to give you, you know, a comparison. Your heat index humidity was just brutal last week. Nice little cool down. That'll be nice for the guys. It is picking up throughout the week. No rain in the forecast whatsoever. I don't see any issues with weather or anything like that. Already mentioned it's a no-cut event. Play all 4 days unless you withdraw. Have 66 guys in the field as of now. Rahm and Bezuidenhout are the two that are not here. I got the winning score probably around 14 to 16 under this week. 2020, JT won. 2019, Brooks won. If you're looking at my premium rankings, 18, 17, and 16 were the WGC finishes, but they were not played here this year. This move to St. Jude or moved to TPC Southwind in 2019 when FedEx took over as the main sponsor. So if you're looking at that, if you want to go back and look at the St. Jude, which was a traditional tournament, you can go back there. The last 3 years prior to it becoming a WGC, DJ won in 18, Berger won in 17, Berger won in 16. We got an Andrew Putnam runner-up, Charles Schwartzel runner-up, Brooks runner-up, Mickelson runner-up, Stricker runner-up. So, you know, you see a lot of DJ, Berger, Brooks, JT. So big boys, you know, tend to do well here. And I think you really got, you know, and we'll get to who my fate is later, but I think that length plus being somewhat accurate or not too far into that Bermuda rough, which is super hard to get out of. I'm very familiar with it here. Just catch the ball. So, you know, it makes it tough to, you can get out of it and stuff, but for them to get close and to be able to score, makes it much, much more tough than, you know, not that Bryson or somebody couldn't bomb it way out and, you know, keep it. I mean, try to survive by not hitting the fairways, but I think hitting the fairways is a premium. Doesn't mean you have to be short and hit them. I still think ultimately long and accurate guys. And then the great iron play, I think is what's going to matter. And avoiding those big numbers, especially, you know, with all the water around. And that's more on the finishing position. I think we'll see again this week where guys that can score, you know, your Cam Davis, Wolf, Champ, all those kind of guys that can score, and they may finish 28th, but they may be top 15 in scoring, you know, because they may get an 8 on a hole. We saw Cam Davis do that a couple weeks ago. I think he got 9 or something, you know, and it really hurt him. But scoring-wise, he's still always going to be up there. So you got to think of that this week as well. 14 guys have not played TPC Southwind in the last 5 years, so that's about 52 or so that have. So a lot of them have seen this course. Salary ranges, we have 6 guys in the 10K, 9 guys in the 9K, 10 guys in the 8K, 12 guys in the 7K, and 29 guys in the 6K as of tonight. Shouldn't be any changes unless someone withdraws. I don't think they replace them at this point in time for a WGC. Sweet 16, then the fate of the week, sleeper of the week, gut feels, betting brought to you by Monkey Knife Fight, top 5, the pop, and 2 long shots. Talk a little one-on-done, then we'll get out of here. Only 66 guys in the field, so it's not – I am going to do a traditional Sweet 16. Last week I did Elite 8, and that was because there were so many guys that were just – we didn't know nothing about them. There are some here that you can probably cross off, but a lot more in play this week, a lot stronger field from top to bottom than the Olympics. 9K and above, I'm going to start with Brooks. I mean, it's probably going to be popular because I could see a valid reason for fading a Morikawa and Schauffele this week. Both a lot of travel between the British Open, the Japan, and then now back here. Schauffele just won the medal. You know, maybe he's kind of in chill mode, but, you know, it's guaranteed money to show up. You know, they'll have to, you know, no matter where you finish, if they're there, they're going to try and all that. But I could see a reason for getting him, dropping down to Brooks as your starting point. I just like him this week. he likes big boy events. I think you can somewhat consider this. He's done well here, won it a second, won it 2 seconds and a win, I guess, at this course since 2016. WGC's his last four at this event, which is two different courses, the 17th, the 5th, the 1st, the 2nd. He's number 5 in my stats, number 7 in the recent form. I just like everything about it. He didn't go to the Olympics, probably a little fresher. I'm just going to be there this week. And next guy up, DJ. Same deal. I mean, you know, I'm die on the sword, I guess, but he's done well here. He has 2 wins. Last in 2018, he shot 19 under and beat the field by 6 in that year. Didn't go to the Olympics either. You know, missed the cut of the 3M Open, so he's had a pretty good break. 8th at the Open. Last 2 years here, a 12th and a 20th, not horrible. 10-2, you're getting a little bit of a savings. Only Rory is cheaper at 10,000. But I don't mind starting DJ and Brooks this week. I think they're both viable. Both seem to like this course. Interested to hear pressers and see where the mindset is, but as of now, I'm not off either one of them. Scottie Scheffler. This was close, and the bubble boy for me is Berger, I'll just tell you that. And it was real close between Scheffler and Berger. I think Berger will garnish more ownership DK-wise, and so I lean Scheffler just a little bit. He was 15th here last year. Obviously, Berger was 2nd here. Berger's won twice here in 2016, 2017. They both finished 8th at the British Open. Stats are pretty close. Early projections, I would assume Berger gets talked up with the 2 wins and a 2nd here in the last, 4 or 5 years. So I think Scheffler for $100 cheaper and probably a lot less ownership is the way I would go if I'm nailing down that top 3 in this 9K and above range, with Berger being my bubble boy. 8K, I'll be honest, I don't really like a lot in this range for many different reasons, but this isn't a heavy range for me. So it leads me to believe the 10K will be high on, and then the 7K and 6K are going to be fairly pepper. And there's a lot of 6K plays this week that I think are going to be popular. So this range could wind up being arranged by Wednesday. We go, all right, what low-owned guys we want to take advantage of? Because I could see a lot of people just dropping right past this and playing that 6, 7, 9, 10, almost Stars and Scrubs-ish. But we got to pick some out of here. My favorite's Neiman. Not super thrilled about it, but he is 10th in my overall model, 9th in stats. Recent form has been okay. You know, he is coming over from the Olympics, so travel issues there. I hadn't decided how I'm going to treat that. Right now, I'm just not factoring in much. I don't think maybe it could be seen as a tiebreaker. You know, and I'll get more into that into the deep dive after I get into it some more tomorrow. A 52nd here last year for Neiman. That was the first time he'd seen the course. So that's not great. He almost finished last, really. But again, I don't like much in this. So, but I do like him. If you know, you're talking about getting it in play, he's going to do that. He doesn't make a lot of big numbers. Maybe a better bet than DFS. I'm not sure there, but I do like him if I'm going down this range. Next is Lowry, 8,600, a 6th tier last year, a 12th at the Open. 9th in my recent form, 5th in course fit overall for me. You know, there's not much I hate about him. You know, he's almost last in the field in the putting splits on Bermuda for me. That'd probably be my only negative. But putting hasn't popped as much here as traditional courses. So, you know, that's a reason to maybe not worry too much about it. He's 11th in my overall model, so he was 2nd in the 8K range for me in the model, so I like him there. A guy I never play hardly, but he does come up, is Fitzpatrick. A 6th here and a 4th here the last 2 years. 26th at the Open, 12th in my overall model, $8,800. I can see all these guys kind of being alone. He's number 1 in the putting model. Which could be good or bad, however you want to look at it. But I may get on some Fitzpatrick this week. I like his history here. You know, could be a sneaky play. We'll see how popular he is talked up. And then my bubble boy's answer, again, another guy I really don't ever play. Just don't like this 8K range at all. There's so much better plays below and above and pairing up. It's early, and I may change it, but recent form, answer 2nd for me. He did finish 15th here last year. I like that. Stats are just okay, but he never really pops in many of the stats we look at. 28th in putting in the field, so that's decent. $8,300. I mean, I think these guys, for the most part, are going to be somewhat low-owned in most of this range. But so could be some good leverage plays. He's a bubble boy for me. 7K range, like a lot. I already mentioned that. And I think a lot of other people will. I'm going to kick it off with Kokrak. I think he'll probably be popular at 7,800. A 44th here last year, so not great, but he's playing as good as golf as he ever has in his career. Third in my stat model. I should say the stats I'm looking at this week. I don't think I said that. I jumped right into the guys. But ball striking, great drives, accurate approach, birdie or better, and bogey avoidance, and great approach. So great drives being someone that hits it, you know, a great distance, but the accuracy is also 80% better than the field. So kind of get a combo there with the great drive stats in our database. I like him at 7,800. Probably, like I said, it could be chalky, but for now I'm just going to stick on it and maybe I get different elsewhere. Zalatoris, I don't get the pricing on here. Maybe I'll be interested in here how the industry is. I think 7,900 is a steal for him. One that we'll have to listen to on maybe pressers, or hopefully we hear something about, you know, the potential injury from the Open. He has had some time off now. I would assume he wouldn't be here, you know, unless he planned on playing. I know it's guaranteed money and all that, but that's one that'll be a question mark. Unless I hear something otherwise, I'm planning on playing him at 7,900. I think that's a great price for him. I think this course could potentially set up really well for him. And maybe people are scared of him just because of the withdrawal at the Open, so could get some leverage as well. Sungjae, 7,700. I'll go back to him at 35th here last year. I could see the Sungjae and Siwoo getting talked, quote-unquote, down this week or not much mentioned just because of the letdown of not winning a medal per se. They both, you know, Sungjae, you know, I don't know. I just don't think that'll, once they get here, I'm less likely to play Siwoo just because we just kind of, but again, it's guaranteed money, so you'd think they'd finish it out. But I like Sungjae. I think 7,700 is a good price for him. He really turned it on later in the tournament last week. Had a chance, had to go super low and have things fall his way on Sunday. But loves Bermuda greens. It's his best putting splits. Stats are good overall, and the price just allows other things to happen. I really think this range, because of this, you know, and you're saving the money and can get up top to a lot more of those high price guys. I you know, I could see that. That's why I see that 8K range kind of getting overlooked. But I like Sungjae. Bubble boy for me is English. Not a guy I play a lot of, and I think he will be somewhat talked up and popular this week. 46 at the Open. No real history. Hadn't played this event since 2016. Hasn't played TPC Southwind. At least in the WGC format. He does have some pretty good history. You go back and look at when he played it at the St. Jude. Good putter. We know that. Stats, I got him 17th. I have him 14th overall in my model. I like him. I just, you know, I had to pick one to be a bubble boy, and he was it. I like the other three better. He probably makes an MME pull for me no matter what. 6K. I'm going to go back to Nina Bear, Wilco. Talked him up at, you know, several weeks ago, very limited data, but man, he's played well. Number one in the stats that I'm looking at, again, very limited data, so don't look too much into it, but the men 6K, I'm interested to see how talked up he's going to be. But as of now, I just love that this play at 6K, and I'm assuming the industry will get hot on him. We'll see, but maybe with his lineups, I just try to be different. I'm not going to overthink it there. Really like Nina Bear this week, $6,000. Burns, I don't get, $6,900 bucks. I get it in this field. You got to pricing accordingly with only 66 guy. Still feel like we're getting a little bit of it. This guy's won on the tour this year, so made the cut at the Open. Didn't do much with it. We know loves Bermuda, 14th in putting overall in the field on Bermuda. Second in my stats, fourth in my recent form, second in my overall model. Love Burns this week, 6,900. You can see why I'm leaning it's going to be a lot more of 10, 9, 7, 6K ranges, mix and match. You know, that Stars and Scrubs is definitely alive this week because there's a lot of these guys. Higo, 6,300. Another great week at the Olympics. Him and Guido both been, you know, playing fairly well. Higo's been playing a little bit better. 6,300 just feels cheap for what his potential is and how well he's been playing. Now he's going to have that travel issue as, but a lot, a decent amount of these guys are going to be in that same type of travel type deal. He's 26 in my model. He's one with limited stats, but man, just watching the kid, you know, he's got it. He can play well. Love his betting number, 125-1 also as a potential sleeper. 6,300 makes a lot of, you know, a lot of things work. You start working any of these guys, and my next one, Bubble Boy, is Cam Davis, 6,900. You know, you can make a lot of things happen with these guys. And these guys all have high potential of scoring this week. So, and that's what we're looking for. The bogey avoidance, I'm looking more just because I want guys that are still alive come the weekend. And this is a tough course. It ranks in the top 15 of the tour in difficulty most years. So you don't want guys to get like way out of it and kind of not have much mojo. But we saw it, Cam Davis, you know, at 3M. He seemed out of it, shoots the low round on Sunday, and he gets a 28th and outdoes his pricing once again. 6,900 for him is great. I just like the other three a little bit better because Cam can get a little wild, you know, at times. It's a little worrisome there, but he's been playing great, so I don't hate him as a bubble boy. But Nina Bear, Burns, and Higo, my main three in the 6K range, with Davis being the bubble boy. Fade of the week is Bryson. That's, you know, if I'm doing large MME and he winds up coming in, you know, at that 5%, 7%, probably won't see that low this week with only 66 guys. But not only is he not, doesn't have a real great history here, he ranks 43 out of only, I think there's 52 ranked in the course fit because some haven't played it. It's almost last there. Just knowing you have to keep it in play and keep it in the fairway and just the issues he's had with the driver. Now, could he come out here and just bomb it and be right there or play a little smarter and keep because he knows he has to keep it in the fairway? Sure. And that's a guy we'll watch, you know, as pressers. And maybe he talks about, yeah, I'm clubbing down this week. I know I got to keep it in play. That's a different Bryson to me. But his irons and stuff still haven't been just terrific to make me like him. So, as of now, full fade for me on Bryson. I know the 9,500 is a nice price looking for him, but I don't really want any part of him. Potential sleeper of the week. You know, it's hard in only this 66 man field to have a true sleeper, but Ortiz is one that catches my eye. 6,700. I don't know how much he'll be talked up, owned, or anything, but he's a guy that I think in a no cut event. I liked him last week at the Olympics. He's a guy that I could see going under the radar and be a potential play for us this week. Gut feel plays of the week. First one's Wolf. I mean, I'll just, if he's here, he's playing. He's got that upside, that scoring ability. And, you know, he's 47th out of 66 in my model right now. But just a gut feel that I'll take a guy like that that can shoot, you know, six under. And then, yeah, he may have a bad round or two. But in this kind of event, his scoring capabilities will, and being cheap, $6,800 makes him a guy I want to play. Cameron Champ, same deal. I know he's coming off the win at 3M, but he also had 11th at John Deere. He had a 25th here last year. 6,700 seems really cheap for him. So his upside and ability this week I love too, so I like him. Webb is a guy I don't really normally like, but if he's going to turn it on, he hasn't played a lot of golf and he wants to make a run up in the FedEx to have a good August, I think he's got to do well here. He's got a 12th and a 2nd the last 2 years, a 19th at the British Open. Maybe he's coming around a little bit, goes a little bit under the radar, 8,500. I don't mind some Webb, a guy I normally don't play, so you get out of my comfort zone there. And the next one, the guy I normally don't play a lot of, Horschel, 7,100, a 9th and a 25th here. You know, nothing that just pops. 13th in putting. I just, you know, this is an event that I think he could do well at. Like his history the last 2 years, $7,100 opens up a lot of things as well. So Billy Ho is the last gut feel play of the week for me. Top five, the pop and two long shots, monkey knife fight. Use the code GUPS, get 100% match up to $50. Go to gupscorner.com/affiliates or monkeyknifefight.com and use the code GUP, G-U-P-S, to get 100% match up to your $50 off your first deposit. Top five that pop for me: Burns at 80-1, Kokrak at 66-1, DJ at 20-1, Zalatoris at 50-1, Wolf at 100-1. Two long shots I like: Higo at 125-1, and Nina Bear at 300-1. Free bet of the week for me is I will do the top 20 on Nina Bear, whatever it comes in at. You can bet him too, 300-1, throw a couple bucks on it. You know, that's a great payout if he hits, but I will probably have, I will have a top 20 bet on him on the card as soon as those numbers are live as well. One and done. I think you're just, I mean, you go with whoever you got left up there. Some off the radar ones, you know, like I mentioned, like a Harris English, you know, you may still have a Berger, Scheffler, Zalatoris potentially, Higo, because he's come on the scene late and a lot of people may have used him. Cantley, I didn't really mention. I don't hate him. Ortiz, if you really want to get out of the radar, you know, any of those guys. But if you got guys up top, I think, you know, Kokrak and Burns are two guys that you may not have got on at the right time. So if you still have those, Tyrrell Hatton, those are all guys I think you take a look at outside of the big boys up top for me. I will do E9 this week if we have enough interest. I think we will. I mean, it's a big event, big money up there. We can talk more strategy. Last week was great talking strategy. It really was the whole focus. I'll go Wednesday afternoons. Being a big week, I think Kenny will probably try to make E9 this week. So looking forward to him coming on the show. I will shoot the premium members a message on when we have a time locked in. Been trying to go around 4 o'clock Eastern time or so, give you guys plenty of time. Now that we have a normal lock this week, we don't have to, I don't have to go super early. Don't forget, use the code NFL 25% off any package, includes a 7-day free trial now through Monday Night Football on September 13th. That pack or that code will be valid. You can use it anytime you sign up today or upgrade. That gets you into some giveaways. I'll talk about the prizes next week. If you are a current sub and you are finally wanting to come take a dive into the NFL tools, PGA tools, lineup optimizer that supports many sports, many showdowns, MLB, NBA, even have had soccer in there for the Olympics, obviously the big sports, NASCAR, UFC, NFL, college football, all of it will be in there on the optimizer. Stacking abilities coming for all the sports soon. So much coming in the fall. I can't, you know, and over the next 5 weeks, really, it's going to be awesome. If you ever want to try it or upgrade, DM me. I'll get you your loyalty code for being a current member, and you can upgrade today. Prices will go up September 14th. So now is the time you want to take advantage of that. Appreciate you guys. Hope you guys have a blessed week and a blessed evening. I will see you tomorrow.